Welcome to the NACO podcast. Join us as we bring you stories of innovation in counties across the country, cover local government best practices, and provide updates on the issues critical to local government. The National Association of Counties is your resource in fostering healthy, vibrant, safe, and resilient counties across America. Counties play an essential part of the nation's infrastructure, investing over $106 billion annually in building and maintaining public works. NACO's year-long presidential initiative focuses on transportation and infrastructure. Under the leadership of NACO President Ricky Hokama, councilmember from Maui County, Hawaii, NACO is strengthening the capacity of county leaders to deliver transportation and infrastructure services to their communities. The Transportation and Infrastructure Initiative will address the county role in promoting investments that support economic competitiveness, improve passenger travel, foster creative partnerships, ensure safety, and enhance community quality of life. Counties across the country play an instrumental role in building and maintaining the infrastructure associated with broadband delivery. This is especially the case in many rural counties, as low population densities, topographical barriers, and greater distances all make broadband services more difficult to obtain. As a result, counties often step in to facilitate broadband delivery to residents. In considering the issue of rural broadband delivery, we'll focus on innovative efforts in Sherman County, Oregon to provide broadband services to county residents. Sherman County covers over 830 square miles and has a population of just over 1,800 residents.
Sherman County has four cities within it, and within those four cities, no one city is larger than 400. Each of the residents had DSL services available, but the majority of the population lives in the rural areas, on the farms, in the valleys, and really had no access to quality broadband.
That's Sherman County Commissioner Michael Smith.
My name is Michael Smith, Sherman County, Oregon, County Commissioner. Many were still on dial-up or paying for satellite, which is a very good option if you just have dial-up, but you can really struggle with that, and it's quite expensive. So we wanted to look at other options to see what we could do to help create a more competitive environment.
To start out, Sherman County reached out to nearby broadband companies to see if they would service the area.
We knew that that would be a great challenge for them. And if you came back and said, we'd love to serve your citizens, but it's just too expensive for us to do tower placements and the work that we need to do to service a small number of households.
The second option was for the county to become the internet service provider. However, that too would not work.
The first thing we knew was we did not want to become an internet service provider. That's simply a business the county, like ours especially, doesn't really want to be in. We don't want to hire employees just so we can provide a service that really a business could provide, provided, the kind of infrastructure they would need. Counties are builders of infrastructure, which is a county responsibility. We build roads so our citizens and businesses can travel to where they need to do their business, and then we help maintain that through our tax structure in order to allow them to do the things they need to do and give them what they're asking for in a way that's sustainable. So taking that kind of an approach, we looked around to see what do we have already that would help this process. And we realized we have our 911 system that is very robust in our area, and so that we've gone completely digital and narrow-banded to 12.5 so that we could service all of our areas, our police, fire, ambulance, and knew that we had coverage and towers to be able to do that.
The county had built the 911 system with neighboring Gillam County and Weller County, and the idea of using the 911 infrastructure to carry broadband was not wholly new. They were already using the 911 system to provide internet to the local schools.
So looking at that, we thought, if we take a look at building a broadband system on this existing system that we already have, which for a private company is by far the most expensive part, finding tower locations, getting your leases in, and building them, that's a huge investment. And that's where the businesses were having trouble. So we went forward, did an RF study in our area to look for other signals that we might interfere with, because we don't want to create any problems, or as few as possible, going forward. And we found out that we didn't have a lot of 2.4 megahertz signals in our area that we would interfere with, 2.4 and the 5 gigahertz spectrum. that's really the least expensive kind of equipment that you could put up instead of having to buy very expensive FCC licenses. We knew that that would be an advantage for us. So moving forward, we started looking at designing a system. Instead of, you know, so often people think big and think outside the box. We were thinking outside the box, but we continued to think small. Think like a small county. How do we get this done for us? So we would avoid overbuilding.
With the help of a local company, Sherman County designed and built a system for under $40,000, which covered about 900 square miles. However, the county didn't stop there.
Our biggest challenge was even more difficult: hills and canyons. So we put our locations, about seven of them, in different places to bleed over the canyons as best as possible. We knew there'd be some households that we just couldn't hit. And instead of trying to use county treasure to build to every house, we wanted our residents to build it themselves according to their needs. So what we did is, when we finished designing the system, we made four separate SSIDs. So there could be four different providers on that system. We were not going to build it for any one provider and give them, you know, a monopoly in our county. And even as small as we are, you know, no one around here especially enjoys a monopoly kind of behavior. So we made sure that it was usable for just about any company that wanted to be there. And then we went out for bid, and we chose a company called Rural Technology Group, actually based out of Bend, Oregon, and in Seattle. And they offered to, one, purchase internet from the county that we were already buying to feed to our schools and county, and they helped subsidize it a great amount. In fact, right now they're paying the entire bill that we used to have, which is a little under $3,000 a year. They would work directly with their residents. They are the company, it's not the county. They would do an installation. It's a fixed wireless system, so they would put up a receiver at each household. The household was responsible for the cost of the installation, which is about $150, and there's no contract. And then if they needed extra to get the signal to them, say they needed a repeater off of a grain tower on a hill to get down to their house or to a group of other houses in that canyon, the county offered to pay $150 per household that needed any extra work outside the original installation. So that way four or five houses could go together, easily purchase a repeater to place somewhere to catch the signal that was going over them then and bring it down into their canyon. And that's a self-design tool that's really efficient because people choose, instead of us just assuming everyone wants it and overbuilding, we allow them to finish the design.
For Sherman County, the benefits became readily apparent. After building the initial system, they found that they were able to cover about 13% of all households in the county.
But of that 13%, all of them did not have quality broadband before. The benefits of this system to us have been to serve households that did not have any quality broadband before, and it's worked very well. The benefits to the county directly have been not just the $6 per month per household that we receive. That helps pay for the monitoring of the system, pays for any leases we might have out there, and makes the cost of the system flat just for itself. The benefits, though, have been the county 911 system was paying close to $3,000 a month for its internet transport. And right now, that private company is paying all that bill so that we don't have that anymore, and we can continue to use that to improve our radio system as it is right now.
The project opened new opportunities for Sherman County to cut costs. For example, the county has also been able to start disconnecting DSL lines used with its phone system and begin connecting the lines to the new broadband system. This switch reduced the county phone bill by about 40%.
Which is roughly $1,200 a month. But that really adds up that at the very year, because you own it, you're not having these continual renting of internet lines.
Another example is the opportunity to bring fiber lines into the county.
We also, by building this system, found a regional partnership that will help bring fiber to our county. Because we've built this system, we can now add fiber to it. Our existing backbone right now is microwave, which is very good and works very well, but it's a little expensive to run strict internet through. If we can get a fiber connection through here in the ground, we can have an even higher amount of reliability and a better price on our internet. And originally we looked at this project, it was going to cost between $4 and $6 million. We just weren't sure. But by partnering with other counties and with a company that's coming through here already, it's brought that price down to about $1.4 million. And because we've brought that down so much, our state legislators actually talked to me the other day and said, you know, you guys have done such a good job bringing this price down. We'd like to talk to you about helping to finish this. So we don't necessarily have to spend all of our treasure to do this ourselves. Because of the efforts we've made, it's being recognized that we're being frugal and conservative, and our state may be able to help us get the ball over the goal line.
According to Commissioner Smith, a regional approach is key. Through cooperation, Sherman County, as well as Gillam County and Wheeler County, were all able to expand broadband services to their residents.
By being regional, it allowed us to expand our broadband internet. So, for instance, Gillam County, our neighbor across the river, wanted to do something similar. They had the same issues with broadband availability in their county. So they asked us, how did we do this? And we gave them the playbook. We just said, here, this is what we did. Copy the plan. You know, glad to have you as a neighbor and as a partner. So they took the work that we did in planning and designing and made it fit their county. I think they're even using the same provider, but the beauty of this system is they don't have to. They can use whoever they want to. We could use an ISP from New York City if we'd like.
So what about counties looking to undertake a similar effort? Where should a county even start? A review of the county's resources at the beginning was key.
I think some of the most important things to consider are understanding truly what you own. So many people after the session came up to me and said, you know, I never thought about using our 911 system. And really, you own that, and that's there for you. And you've taken care of most of the expense by having that tower just sitting there. In that same idea, think small. Just think about your county and just the simple idea of getting a signal to some households. It's not this massive plan that's going to change the world. You're just trying to accomplish one thing. Think small. Find a way that's workable, simple. Allow business to do what business does. But remember that counties build roads, and that's what broadband is.
To check out NACO's Transportation and Infrastructure Initiative, go to www.naco.org/transportation. A big thanks to Commissioner Michael Smith for sharing his expertise today. For more information on Sherman County's efforts, check out NACO's latest report, Capital Investments, Counties Drive Economic Growth with Transportation and Infrastructure Innovations, which details Sherman County's story, as well as those of other counties who are using creative strategies to address local challenges by pursuing asset-based economic development initiatives. Go to NACO.org to download the report today. Lastly, be sure to head on over to www.nacopodcast.org to listen to other episodes and subscribe to the podcast feed.